Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, mabilis ang naging pagtaas ng presyo ng mga bahay. Pinakamabilis na naitala sa pagtaas ng presyo. Sa patuloy na pagtaas ng presyo ng mga bahay, tila nagiging mailap ang abot-kayang halaga ng dream home sa gitna ng mga paghihigpit sa ekonomiya sa panahon ng pandemya. Ang detalye sa ulat nila Dijana Demajanovic at Sofia Petrovic na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa ngayon, may mahigit kumulang 10.7 milyong bahay ang pinagbibili sa kabuuang Australia. Patuloy ang pagtaas ng halaga ng mga bahay na ito. At ang pangkaraniwang halaga ng isang bahay ay nasa halos 836,000 o $836,000. Ayon sa mga dalubhasa, nagkakaroon muli ng pagtaas sa halaga ng bahay ng may 18% mula isang taon noong Agosto. Ayon sa datos mula CoreLogic. Si Warren Hogan ay isang economic advisor para sa Judo Bank. Anya, mula mababang antas ng interes sa kakulangan ng supply ng mga bahay at mas mataas na halagang naiipon ng mga pamilya o individual, ang siyang nagiging mitsa sa pagtaas ng presyo ng mga bahay o local property market.
Well, the primary effect at the moment is clearly the housing market and the buoyancy. The reality is the low rates and guidance from our central bank that they're going to stay low is essentially giving the green light to housing market participants to fully capitalize these low rates into prices. And that's why we've got so much momentum in every part of Australia, all the capital cities, regional areas. It's really quite incredible, particularly given the economic challenges we face, and also the lack of population growth. So this has really been driven by low interest rates. I think that you can expect to see house prices continuing to rise quite strongly for the foreseeable future.
Noong Martes, sinabi ni Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, di nila itataas ang halaga ng cash rate upang maibsan ang pressure sa tumataas na halaga ng mga bahay.
This monetary policy package is working by keeping funding costs and lending rates low right across the country, by ensuring that the financial system is very liquid and the credit supply is available, by supporting household and business balance sheets, and by contributing to an exchange rate that is lower than it otherwise would be. It's through these transmission mechanisms that our policies are supporting and will continue to support the recovery of the Australian economy over the months ahead. While monetary policy is contributing to higher housing prices at the moment, the way to address these society-wide concerns about affordability is through the structural factors that influence the value of the land upon which our dwellings are built.
Ayon kay Warren Hogan, pinabalik ng Reserve Bank ng Australia ang usapin ng krisis sa pamahalaan.
In effect, he's handballing all issues related to housing affordability back onto governments, both state and federal, which, as we're seeing in recent days, is politically difficult. It's very difficult for politicians to enact the changes necessary to bring housing affordability back into some sort of historical norm without being politically unpopular. And so we're really facing an environment now for the next few years, if not longer, where housing affordability is a problem that is here to stay.
Sa ngayon, ang pangkaraniwang Australiano tulad ng taga-Sydney na si Amy ay naiipit sa gitna. Anya, kasama ng kanyang kapartner, tila di nila nakikitang makakabili sila ng sariling bahay sa lalong madaling panahon at patuloy na mangungupahan.
We probably have to start sacrificing a little bit more. At this stage, we are renting to suit our lifestyle. Thinking about what I'll have to give up to get there, it might be my dream wedding, it might be that dream holiday. That you really are forced to pick one. You can't really have both these days.
Ang patuloy na pagtaas ng presyo ng bahay ay bahagi ng mas malawak na kaganapan sa labas ng Australia, kung saan ang mga presyo ng bahay sa buong daigdig ay tumataas sa pinakamataas na antas simula noong taong 2005, may isang taon simula Hunyo. Ayon sa datos mula Knight Frank ng United Kingdom, ang mga bansang Russia, Germany, Estados Unidos at Canada ang ilan sa mga bansang nakikita ng tinatawag na double-digit growth. Sa naganap na federal inquiry sa housing affordability noong Martes, 14 Setyembre, napag-alaman na maaaring makita sa pamilihan ang pagtaas ng bilang ng supply ng bahay sa susunod na mga taon habang magsustabilize anya ang pangailangan para dito.
Going to have relatively strong increases in the number of dwellings. We have over 200,000 approvals over the past year, and that we'll see playing out in supply over the next couple of years. Looking forward, we also have some of those demand factors tapering off. We're not expecting further falls in interest rates. The next moves are likely to be upwards in a number of years. We have population growth being subdued for a number of years more before we see population growth increase again with resuming migration.
Ayon naman kay Warren Hogan, ang economic advisor para Judo Bank, ang tumataas na bilang ng mga bagong bahay sa bansa ay maaaring makatulong sa pressure.
Well, it certainly is one way to address affordability issues is to effectively increase the supply of housing. But we've got to be careful with using extra supply of housing. Building more houses is a way to bring affordability into line, because then you don't want to get to a situation which we saw in some other countries through the financial crisis, where you have an overhang, an excess supply of housing, which leads to the risk of a major housing crash.
At ito ang maaaring makatulong at magbigay pag-asa sa mga nagnanais bumili ng kanilang unang bahay.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.